Interference by Brad Parks, performed by Laura Jennings and Christopher Lane. Had I known about the phone call I would receive at 11:09 a.m., I would have wrapped myself around Matt so tight he never could have left the bed that morning, or begged him to take the day off, or contrived some clever wifely way to guarantee he was in a different area code from his laboratory. But that's the thing about those 11:09 a.m. phone calls that capsize your existence. Life's biggest waves clobber you when you're not looking. So, blithely unaware, I let him slip away before the sun rose, as he so often did. In addition to being a physicist, Professor Matt Bronick was an unreformed nerd, if that's not too much of a redundancy. At age 39, he was still so excited by his research, he bounded out of bed every morning like a schoolboy. A strapping, 6-foot-tall, balding, bearded schoolboy, eager to get off to his lab at Dartmouth College because he just couldn't wait to find out what happened next. His area of expertise was quantum mechanics, which I had a hard time describing without making it sound like magic. All those tiny particles, many of them too small to have ever been seen, leaping around willy-nilly, acting in ways that disregarded human logic. Matt spoke about his work in generalities, knowing the specifics were far too obscure for me and nearly everyone else. He liked to joke that only 12 people in the world actually understood what he did. And, he was always quick to add in his self-deprecating way, only 5 of them actually care. This naturally didn't make him any less enthusiastic about it. Being as I didn't suffer from quite the same level of internal motivation, I lingered in bed for as long as possible, at which point I needed to be shaken out of it. Quite literally. I have hearing loss. It started in my early 30s, and now, in my mid-40s, it was profound enough that no alarm clock could break through the bubble of quiet that surrounded me when I slept without my earpieces in. What I had instead was a contraption that began vibrating my bed. The pulses grew stronger until I finally succumbed to its demands. On the rare mornings when he actually did linger in bed, Matt still whispered in my ear, giving me the pleasure of feeling his breath and the low vibration of his voice. I could no longer hear his gentle North Carolina twang or make out the actual words, but I always told him it was better that way. What woman wouldn't like a husband who always says the perfect thing? Still, I had to admit, Matt did pretty well for himself, even when I wasn't imagining the script. I was 5 years older than him and was really starting to feel, well, 44. My once lustrous brown hair had become dull and gray-streaked. My hourglass figure was sliding south, such that it now more resembled a spoon.